Welcome, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. I hope this finds you well. Hope you're having a super day. I want to do a little coaching with you today. As a reminder, It's Your Money is brought to you by Financial Abundance, which is a registered investment advisory firm here in Happy Valley. That is beautiful State College, Pennsylvania. As I jest with my wife, I often joke around and say Pennsylvania. She's born and raised in Pennsylvania. I'm a Western boy, so we have a little fun with that. But anyway, I hope you guys are having a great day today. I wanted to share something with you that 99% of Americans really don't understand. You know, we're all about pulling back the curtain and exposing the truth about money and investing. We believe education leads to clarity. Clarity leads to confidence. And confidence can result in peace of mind. And my talk today that I want to share with you is a little bit about taxes. Well, it is all about taxes, that is. And what I wanted to share with you that a lot of people don't understand is the difference between their marginal tax rate and their effective tax rate. You're all familiar with the different tax brackets. You know, there's the first tax bracket. I'm looking at 2001 tax update here. The first tax bracket, this is income tax I'm talking about, federal income tax, is from $0 to $17,000. Now, if you make $17,000 or less, then you would have a zero tax bracket, okay? Really 10%, okay? Zero to 10. If you make over $17,000, then you're going to basically, between 17 and 69, it's 15. So let's say, for example, a lot of people are under the impression, they say, okay, I make $50,000 a year. My wife and I combined, we make $50,000 a year. Well, if you made $50,000 a year, you fall into the 15% marginal tax rate. And what a lot of Americans think is, hey, I'm paying 15% of my total income. Well, that's not true. You're paying 10% on some of it and 15% on some of it. So the first 0 to 17,000, you're paying 10%. From 17 to 69, you're paying 15%, or in this case, 17 to 50. So a lot of Americans think, hey, I'm in the 28, 25% tax rate, and the way they go right now is 10, 15, 25, 28, 33, and 35 is right now the max tax rate. It could go back up to 39% if the Bush tax cuts go away. But at this point, if you look at the average American couple, whether they be middle class Americans, they're making in that range collectively between $50,000 and $75,000. I haven't read the statistical stats, but I know that's where the numbers fall in for the vast majority of combined income. So most Americans fall actually in that 15 to 25% tax rate. So let's say, for example, that you and your wife are doing well, professionals maybe, or you're having a good year, or you're a small business owner, and you make $100,000. Well, if you make $100,000, that would put you in the 25% marginal tax rate. So the first $17,000, you'd pay 10%. From 17 to 69, you'd pay 15%. From 69 to 100, you would pay 25%. You end up in the marginal tax bracket. But what people don't realize is whenever you have a deduction, it comes right off the top. So, for example, your home deduction, interest deduction. If you're funding an IRA, you get a deduction for that. If you still have children or dependents at home, you get a deduction for that. So what happens is when you take your earned income and take the deductions away, okay, and then apply the different tax rates, what you end up with is an effective tax rate that's lower than your marginal. So to make it real simple, even if you didn't have deductions, forget about the deduction conversation. I probably am making it more complicated. It's simply you, whatever tax bracket you fall in, that's your marginal bracket. Deductions come right off the top, which is a beautiful thing. They come off your marginal rate. But actually what Americans pay is their effective rate. So what I see is somebody who's in the 25% bracket, they're probably effectively paying between 15 and 18%. Someone who falls in the 35% bracket, they're effectively probably paying about 25%, and so on and so forth. So a lot of people do not understand the difference between marginal and effective. Your marginal tax bracket is where you end up. Your effective tax bracket is actually what you're paying in a percentage, and that would be the balance of the different bracket percentages, or the average, if you will. So one of the things that it's important to understand about marginal versus effective, I've already mentioned, and that is deductions come off the top. Deductions come off your marginal bracket, not your effective bracket. Well, it helps your effective overall, but understand that deductions are a beautiful thing. This is what we like. Now, I know there's a lot of controversy and talk over a flat tax, which I would all be for, whatever that number is, just a flat tax to simplify the whole process. In fact, I think what we should do is just do away with the IRS, make it a very simple postcard type of thing, and retrain many of those people and put them in other strategic parts of the country, like border patrols or other things that are more needy at this point in the evolution of our country. I mean, taxation, the man hours in our country that are spent just preparing between husbands and wives and singles and every man and woman in this country that earns income needs to file taxes. And what's interesting to me is you consider how much productivity time is lost in this country, chasing down certain required forms that you need. I just, I don't see, again, it's void of common sense. If more people take responsibility, less people got their hand out, the less people that need help. The less people that need help, the less onus and burden on the people that are taking responsibility. It's a vicious cycle, I understand that, but nobody wants to pay more tax than they have to. But I will tell you that everyone that I talk to has no problem with paying their fair share. The issue is the stewardship in which the government spends it. I mean, look, we're up the national debt. It's sick. It's ridiculous. What are we up, 15, 16 trillion? Then you add Social Security and Medicare, which are unfunded liabilities. We're really closer to $70 trillion in debt. There's absolutely no reason for it. If any of you operated this way in your businesses or personal lives, you'd be outside with a cup in your hand. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But there's a lot of people that got their hand out that want a free ride, and somebody's got to pay for it. I remember an old man telling me a long time ago, he said, I was complaining and moaning about something as a young kid, as most kids do, you know, we all like to complain. And he said to me, he said, who was born at the same time you were to provide this help, this entitlement that you feel that you're owed? And boy, I didn't understand that at the first when he first said that. But if you think about it, for anyone that's got their hand out that doesn't really need help, I mean, obviously there's people that need help out there. But, you know, who was born at the same time you were that's harnessed or yoked with the responsibility of providing that? I mean, that just aggravates me to no end. I see more and more people, is just a lack of responsibility. Somebody's owing them something, and boy, you just need to get that out of your mind. And that's not you listening, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but when I start thinking about taxes and taxation and all these things, it's a direct result of a lack of personal responsibility by most people that creates the programs that causes the erroneous taxation that's needed to move forward. It's not compassionate to give somebody a handout. It's compassionate to teach them how to get a hand up. And I'm getting off on a rant today, and I'm supposed to be doing coaching. The difference between your marginal and effective tax rate is important that you understand. Most of us fall in a marginal bracket, but the actual effective would be the average in or the balancing of the different brackets, depending on where you fall. If you're 10, 15, 20, 25, 28, 33, etc. I hope this is helping you. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, to understand a little bit. You don't need to know everything, just a few right things. And it's important to understand how your taxation works as it relates to what are you really paying. And are there ways to trim that down? And there may be ways to do that. Oftentimes, I see people making wealth transfers, unintended consequences of moves that they make because they don't know the rules of the way things are done in this country. And really, no one's teaching the rules. This is why we're here. The captain of common sense, the doctor of discernment. We are here to pull back the curtain, shed some light, and expose the truth about money and investing. And with that, I'm going to sign off. You're listening to Paul Nichols, the host of It's Your Money and president of Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisory firm in State College, Pennsylvania. I hope this finds you well. Have a super day. We'll talk to you soon.